Okay, today we're going to learn the Mishnah. We're going to learn Daf Kuf Amud Beis on Masech Shabbos. We are holding out the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Amud Beis. So it says the Mishnah, we're going to explain the dinim of Zorik Chefetz, a distance of Dalet Amos. Hazorik Bayam Arba Amos Pater. If someone throws an object in the ocean, a distance of 4 Amos, he's Pater, because the Yam is considered a Karmelis. Im Hayer Rakak Mayim, if there was a place of sand that was Chotzet, that got water mixed in with it, Rosh Hashanah Malachas Po, and the Rakak was found in Rosh Hashanah, and people passed through it. Hazorik Letocho Arba Amos. If someone throws an object a distance 4 Amos into it, then Chayiv, because that's considered Rosh Hashanah. Vekamahu Rakak Mayim, and up until what depth is considered Rakak Mayim, that would be a Rosh Hashanah and not a Karmelis. Pachas Me'asar Tefachim. It has to be less than 10 Tefachim deep, but if it's 10 Tefachim deep, then it would have a din of a Karmelis. Rakak Mayim. And the Mishnah adds, if you have this Rakak Mayim and the Rosh Hasharabim goes through it, someone who throws into it a distance of 4 Amos is going to be Chayiv. So the Mishnah said that if you throw an object to a Rakak Mayim that Rabim or Mahalchim bo, you're going to be Chayiv. And then we said the same thing again. So the Gemara explains, why does the Mishnah say the same din twice? Amalei humei Rabbanan l'Rava. So one of the Rabbanan said to Rava, I understand why the Tana has to say that twice the din of Makom Rosh Hashanah Mahalechus Bo, that it's considered Rosh Hashanah Hakam Ashmal and Hiluch Alideyat Chak Shmei Hiluch, because it wants to tell me that even when it's only Hiluch Alideyat Chak, a place that the Rabbim go is considered Rosh Hashanah, even if they only go there Bidochak, because even a Halicha, the Bidochak, even a Halicha under extenuating circumstances, it's considered to be going there. And we learn that from the fact that the Rakak is considered Rosh Hashanah, even though the Rabbim are only going there bidochak. And then he tells the Tana tells us this din, that in Makom that Rosh Hashanah is Malechus Bo, is considered to be Rosh Hashanah, even if they're only able to go there bidochak, to tell me another halacha, that Dafka Halicha bidochak is considered Halicha, but Tashmish Alideyat Chak, Lo Shmei Tashmish. But if the Rabbim use it only Alideyat Chak, that's not considered Tashmish. Places that they use bidochak is not considered Rosh Hashanah because of the Tashmish that they use it. So a hole that's found in the Rosh Hashanah, whose depth is less than 10 tefachim, is not considered Rosh Hashanah, even though the Rabbim might use it, because they could put, small items in there. Nevertheless, since that tashmish is only bedochak, that's not enough to make it Rosh Hashanah. So when a rabbim uses something, it's considered Rosh Hashanah. But when a rabbim only uses something bedochak, it's not a Rosh Hashanah, unless the rabbim uses it to walk bedochak. If they're walking there bedochak, that would make it Rosh Hashanah. So that we get. But why does the Tan have to say twice the din of going alideh chak dafka in a rakak? That should have should have just told me one case, or could have given another example of Hiluch Halidei Archak. Why does he have to give both cases of Holy Halidei Archak through a case of a Rakak? So it says, Chad b'masachamim, Chad b'masachishamim. It has to tell me about the winter time and the summertime. Utsrichi, and each one is a Chiddush. D'itan achada, if it only would have told me once, Hava Amin, I would have said that if it only would have told me this din of Rakak once, that Hani Mili b'masachama, that's only in the summertime. Davidi and Shitabaski la Korei Nafshayu, that sometimes people will go where there's water in order to cool themselves off. I'll be most like Shamim, but in the wintertime, lo, maybe it's not the derech of people to walk there. V'yashmim most like Shamim, and if he only would have told me in the wintertime, I would have said that it's dafka in Yimos like Shamim to keep in the mitanfi, since things get muddy in Yimos like Shamim, people might want to go through the water to clean themselves off. So lo ichbaluhu, I'm sorry, not to clean themselves off, but lo ichbaluhu, they don't care if their clothing gets dirty by walking through this mud of the rakak. I'll be most like Hamalo. But maybe in the summertime, where people are generally cleaner because they're not walking through the muddy streets, maybe they'd be more makbin not to walk through the rakak. That's why it has to tell me two cases of rakak, one for summertime, one for wintertime. Abaye Yomar Itzrich. Abaye says there's another reason why it has to tell me the rakak twice. Sal kadait chamina. Hani milihecha delohavi arba amos. I would have thought to say that that's only if the rakak is not 4 amos wide, that the Bnei Rosh Hashanah go through it, because it's easier to go through than to go around it. But if the rakak is 4 amos wide, since it's not easy for the Bnei Rosh Hashanah to get through there, and they'd rather go around it than going through it, maybe it's not considered Rosh Hashanah. So that's why the Tana has to tell me the din of rakak, to tell me that even if it's 4 amos wide, it's considered Rosh Hashanah, because the Bnei Rosh Hashanah at least go there bedochak, and hiluch al yedei evchak is considered a hiluch. Another answer, a third answer, of Ashi Amar Itzrich. We need to have the din of rakak twice for the following reason. I would have thought that it's only if the rakak is for tefachim, where it's the derech of people to walk through it, because it's easier to go through it than to jump over it. So that's considered Rosh Hashanah. When the rakak is less than four tefachim, I would think that the derech of people is to skip right over it, and it's not considered Rosh Hashanah. So that's why we need to be told this din twice, that regardless of whether it's four tefachim or not. Now, in this third answer, Rav Ashi is going l'shita so, that when Rav Ashi says that it's considered Rosh Hashanah, even if people jump over it. So Rav Ashi, Haiman Dezarek, V'nach Agud Degamla, Rav Ashi says that if someone throws an object in Rosh Hashanah a distance of 4 amos, and it rests on a wooden board that's placed on over a bridge, and its width is more than 4 tefachim, and there's a space between that board and the other boards of the bridge, mechayiv, he's going to be chayiv, like throwing an object in Rosh Hashanah. Even though, since its width is less than 4 tefachim, there are people that will jump right over it and won't step on that plank, because people go over it, and therefore it's considered as if it's a passageway of the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, new Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to discuss, again, halachos of tiltal, of carrying, but specifically in the yam. Hazorik min yam liyabasha. If someone throws an object from the yam, which is a carmelis, to the dry land, that's Rosh Hashanah. Umin yabasha liyam. Or someone throws an object from the dry land, which is Rosh Hashanah, to the yam, which is a carmelis. Umin yam lisfino. Or someone throws an object from the yam, which is a carmelis, to a boat, which is Rosh Hashanah. Umin asfina liyam. Min asfina lechaverta. Or from one boat to another, potter. Because if you're zorik from Rosh Hashanah or from Rosh Hashanah to a carmelis, or the opposite, you're going to be potter. Sfinos kshura zubzu. If you have two boats that are tied together, metaltel mizolazo, you're allowed to carry from one to the other. V'meinim ksharas af bishum akafos, ein metaltel mizolazo. But if they're not tied together, even though they butt up against each other, you're not allowed to be metaltel from one to the other. So the Mishnah said that it's asumid rabbanon to throw from the yam into the svina. So Gemara discusses when we allow people who are going on boats to fill water from the yam into the boat. So itmar, we said as follows: svina, someone goes out on a boat, how could he fill water from the yam in order to bring it into the boat? Rafuna amar motzien hemena ziz kol shehu. You take from the boat, you extend outside of the boat like a little ledge over the water, umemale, and you fill up water from the yam into the boat from under that ziz. Rav chisav rabba rafuna amri osa makom arba'a. You make a place of 4 tefach, meaning you take mechitzos and you hang them over the side of the boat on top of the yam, and that way it's covering an area of 4x4 tefachim of the yam, and it's considered as if those mechitzos go straight down into the yam, and then you can fill in the water from the yam through that through the inside of those mechitzos. So the Gemara explains what exactly this machlokas is about. We had way back on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph that a carmelis goes up until 10 tefachim, meaning the rishus of a carmelis, that the chum were misake not to carry in a carmelis or in the airspace of a carmelis, is only up to a height of 10 tefachim. But the airspace above 10 tefachim from the karka is not considered a carmelis, it's only considered a makom p'tur. Rav Huna amar motzi emen a ziz kol shum malik, of a carmelis, may arim ashkinon. Rav Huna says that a ziz is good enough, just to put a ledge out, holds that this 10 tefachim of a carmelis is measured from the ground of the sea, and therefore va'avira, the airspace that's above 10 tefachim from the karka of the yam, from the seabed, even though if there's water in it, is not a carmelis, it's makom p'tur hu. Obedinu, this is namilo l'bay. So really, you shouldn't even need to put the the ledge over the boat, because it's mutar lechachila to take something from makom p'tur to rishus yachur, or from makom p'tur to rishus rabim. El ki hechi del havile hekera. The only reason they said to put out that ledge is that there should be a heker, that this place is not a carmelis, and that way you're not going to come to make a mistake to think that you can also be metaltel from a carmelis. Rav Chisav Rabba Rav Huna Amri, osa makom arba'a umimale. The reason Rav Chisav Rabba Rav Huna say that you need to make a 4 tefach by 4 tefach mechitza over the water, kasavri carmelis misfas maya mashchinon. They assume that we measure the 10 tefachim of airspace of a carmelis from the top of the water, from the level of the water. Mayim aras michta. We view the water as if it's a continuation of the ground. So yilo avin makom arba'a kometaltim mekarmelis rishus yachid. If you don't make mechitzos that will surround an area that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, so then you're actually taking from a carmelis to rishus yachid. Amalei Rav Nachman l'Rav Baravua l'Rav Huna damar motzi amen aziz kol shu memalei zimnin delek asara. Wait a second. According to Rav Huna, that all you need to do is put a ledge out, put a little ledge as a heker, but sometimes you're going to be going in very shallow waters, and it's going to be less than 10 tefachim to the seabed. And in such a case, you're actually going to be violating taking from a carmelis to Rishus Yachid. So Amalei said, no, we have no such concern. The boat would get caught on the seabed if the seabed was less than 10 tefachim beneath the boat. So obviously, it's got to be the fact that your boat is still moving shows that there must be more than 10 tefachim of water beneath you. Vahamorsha islay, but there's the svina has a little edge to it, that the top of the boat is elevated off of the water, and that part of the boat might be going on a place that's less than 10 tefachim deep. And if you fill up your bucket from the yam that's by the edge, by the front of the boat, which is elevated a little bit, it still could be possible that you're carrying from a carmelis to Rishus Yachid. So Rav Safra Geshushe Alzik Hameh, that we're talking about people go in front of the boat and check with sticks, they check the water depth with sticks, and they see that the water depth is more than 10 tefachim, and that's why there's no concern. So ask Rav Nachman on Rav Chisla Rabba Rav Huna, Amle Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Chia Baravin Rav Chisla Rabba Rav Huna Damri Osa Makom Arba Omemale Shovchin Didei Hechishadi Lahu. So according to them, that you make these like mechitzos that surround an area of dalet fachim by dalet fachim, how are they able to pour the waste out of the boat? The yam is considered a carmelis, and if they poured from the boat into the yam, they're being metaltel from a shus yachid into a carmelis. And if you can say, oh no, they'll pour it right through those mechitzos, so, but now the water that they're going to want to draw in afterwards is going to be disgusting to them. They're not going to want to drink it. They just threw all their waste through that very same spot. So it says, more deshadulhu adafna desvina. They can get rid of the urine and dirty waters, whatever else they need to get rid of from the boat, by pouring it along the sides of the walls of the boat. Ve'ika kocho, says Gemara, even though you're not being zorek directly into the yam, you're pouring it along the side walls of the boat, but the water that's yored to the yam from your koach is considered that you're motzi mirushos l'rushos. Says Gemara, kocho b'karmelis lo gazru, that kocho in a karmelis the chum were not gozer, and therefore you're allowed to pour the mei shovchin on the walls of the boat, even though they're yored to the yam from your kocho. Uminatema, how do I know this, that they weren't gozer on kocho b'karmelis? Titania. Svina in metalton lomitocha liyam velomene yam litocha, that a boat you can't carry from it into the ocean, nor from the ocean into it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer amuka asara, if the boat is 10 tefachim deep vein gvoa asara, and it's not 10 tefachim above the water, meaning the halal of the boat on the inside is 10 tefachim, meaning you're standing on the inside of the boat from the floor of the boat to the top of the walls of the boat is 10 tefachim deep, but when you look at the outside of the boat, where the part protruding above the level of the water is less than 10 tefachim, then metaltel mitocha liyam. You can be metaltel from the boat into the yam, avalo min hayam litocha, but not from the yam into it. So it says, why? Maishna min hayam litocha deloka metaltelin mikarmelis l'rishus yachin, mitocha liyam nami, kometaltel l'rishus yachin l'karmelis. Meaning, if the boat on the inside inside is 10 tefachim, and on the outside it's less than 10 tefachim, so the inside of the boat is a rishus yachid, the outside is a karmelis. So what difference does it make whether you're taking something into the boat or out of the boat? Elalav achuda ushmamina kocha b'karmelis logaz ushmamina. So it must be the case that Rabbi Yehuda was matya to be metaltal from the svina into the yam, is where you pour it along the outside walls of the boat, and the water just drips down into the svina. And you see that they were not gozer kocho in a karmelis, that even though it's asr to carry from Rishus Yachid to a karmelis, but when you're only carrying something through the vehicle of kocho, that's not going to be considered violating carrying from Rishus Yachid to a karmelis. Okay, we will stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph.